how to get more out of your salon employees, hairdressers, and your staff. First of all, we have to address what is an average salon employee. The most important thing, your staff, set them up for success. We think that we've done this amazing induction with them, that our staff are so, listening, got it all. And you don't need to share it with them ever again. That's what a narcissist would think, babe. All clients come to you because they want to feel like $1 million. And so it's our gift to be able to have them spend as much as they can so that they get the feeling they actually came to our salon for. And you can be like, yuck, Blythe, that feels so manipulative and gross. You're talking about sales like that. Put it this way. Welcome to a revolution in the hair industry, a space where being banked and beautiful and creating massive global impact is the new standard. I'm Blythe Langford, and in this podcast, I'm going to share with you the exact strategies and insights that helped me transform my 3 salons into 7-figure businesses in under 12 months. If you're ready to step into your power and grow your wealth and be part of a movement that's changing the game globally, then babe, you're in the right place. So let's get started. Now, I have a question for you. And I want you to be 100% brutally honest with yourself, because that's how we all evolve and grow. And this will help you so much. And I want you to put your answer in the comments below so that I can help you with an answer that can actually help you, a tangible thing that you can use in your salon. Think about all of your staff as a whole. How invested do you think they are really in your business? Think of a percentage of between 0 and 100%, how invested in your business are your team members? And pop it in the comments below, and I will literally give you a tangible tip that will help you exponentially grow that. I am so excited to bring this episode to you. How to get more out of your salon employees, hairdressers, and your staff. Now, first of all, we have to address what is an average salon employee. How do they behave? What do they feel? What are their emotions? What is their customer service like? What are they going through? Because as salon owners, you're like, I don't give a fuck. I just want them to do what I want them to do. We're not at SeaWorld. This isn't a whale that you've just captured out of the ocean that you are now using as your slave. This is a human being that deserves respect, nurturing, and support. And in order for us to get them to do the things that we want them to do, there has to be something in it for them. So, first of all, we need to think about what our staff are actually going through and where they're at currently. And you're like, bitch, Blythe, stop telling me this stuff. I don't care. If you want to get results, you have to get in the head of your staff. You need to understand them so that they can understand themselves, so that they can grow the business for you and with you. Because without your staff, you do not have a business. No, my clients are the most important thing. Without your staff, you do not have a business. Your staff are your business. So make it your business to find out about your business, okay? So from what I've seen of working with and training thousands of hairdressers over more than 2 decades is staff come into a salon and they become hairdressers because they want to help people feel beautiful, because they feel ugly and unseen and unheard, and they want to care for people. Hairdressers are beautiful souls. We're beautiful souls. You're a beautiful soul. We just want to nurture and like love on people and help them feel beautiful and like, oh, look at you, you're amazing. And then we just like crave that. Oh my gosh, this is the best haircut or color that I've ever had. Thank you. And that like fills our heart. And we're just like, yum. Oh my gosh, I'm worthy. I can live. This is the most fulfilling day. Like, we are fucking craving that. Oh my gosh, you're the best. Don't you love it when your client says that? That's why your hairdressers are hairdressers. For that. And then we're like, you know what? You are only a hairdresser if you sell $1,000 in retail every week. If you sell $1,000 in treatments every week, then you are a good hairdresser. And the hairdresser's like, no, That is not why I got into hairdressing at all. So if we can get into the hairdresser's head and then see why they got into hairdressing and how we can marry up sales and their desires of, oh my gosh, this is the best experience I've ever had, how they can feel fulfilled while they're doing the things that you want them to do, your business will succeed tenfold and you will get so much more out of your staff. They are craving to make you happy, and they are craving to be the best hairdresser and have their clients love them, okay? So the things that, and you probably know all of these things, but I'm going to explain them first and then we're going to come to a different resolve afterwards, because the results that you're getting right now are not exactly where you want them to be. And so I've got a different approach that may just change everything for you. Your staff don't want to be rejected from their clients. They don't want to sell. They don't want to come across as manipulative. They like hate that. They hate it. Look, retail isn't something that comes naturally to hairdressers, because we've literally put a price tag on it and said, this is, you'll get commission from that. They feel putrid every time they sell. Like, it feels wrong in their body. So it's up to us as salon owners to create another way. And this is one of the things that is decaying our industry, is that we are forced to sell. And that's what makes other people, our clients, not trust us, because they're like, I can tell you're trying to manipulate me into this sale. I already use shampoo at home. Shut up. I don't want your crap, you know? But as an industry, we get to change, we get to evolve and grow. And first of all, it comes with our employees feeling worthy enough to sell, confident enough in themselves that they're okay when a client says no. And in actual fact, that they're like cool with it, that it's like water off a duck's back. It does not even affect them. So as salon owners, it is literally up to us to change this paradigm, to transform our staff, to transform our industry, to regain the respect of our clients by remembering who the fuck we are. And that's why I wanted to create a huge shift in this industry. That is my mission. And I want you to be on board with me so that we can change this industry by empowering our beautiful team members so that they can step into their natural gifts, their natural abilities, their intuition, their guidance, their yumminess, to really serve their clients at whole new depths and levels that they haven't yet experienced, that you haven't yet seen their amazingness. And I would love that for you as well, for you to just be like, oh my God, my team, I love them so much. They're amazing. Of course, I want to give you every incentive under the sun, because fuck, you are growing this business exponentially. Oh my gosh, you are so skilled and talented. Like, I want you to be blown away by your staff and your team. I want us to, you know, like if our staff like move different salons, I want us to be able to like ring each other up and be like, that team member was amazing. You trained them so well. You know, like, why can't we have that instead of like, oh my God, I let them go because I can't. Yeah. Can you read between the lines? Yeah, I can read between the lines. Okay. Thank you. Avoiding it, dodging a bullet there. You know, like, I'm sick of that conversation. Like, it doesn't need to be that way. And the only reason it is because of us. So we all have a moral obligation to transform our leadership. We as the salon owners, like I said in previous episodes, we are the pioneers once we allow our staff to become the leaders. And when they become the leaders, you get your freedom back. You get your time back. You get to feel safe in your body knowing that you can walk away at the end of the day and nobody's going to steal your shit, steal any money off you, rip you off, take your clientele. None of that. We get to teach our staff ethics and values and get them away from tacky sales techniques that make clients feel a little bit sick, you know, and make us feel a bit sick. So as owners, in order for us to step into our pioneership and allow our staff to step into their leadership, it really comes down to us treating each one of them as an individual. Now, the way that I personally believe to have the most success and what I did in my salons is to get to know each and every one of them at a whole nother level. You need to know what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are, what they're scared of, what they love, all of these things. Like they're a client, get into their mind and into their world so that you can understand where their blind spots are, how they can evolve and grow, what they hope and desire, what they would like, their dreams, their ambitions. And then if you can interweave that into your incentives and into your business, you'll have employees for life. You will be able to get so much out of your staff willingly. They want to be of service. Hairdressers are beautiful souls. And you'd be like, ah, that bitch has got attitude. Yeah, that bitch has got attitude because she has had a tricky time. You know, like we always say, you can't train attitude. You can't get somebody that's nice. You can train. It's better off having a staff member that's unskilled and nice than somebody with attitude. Yes, and the ones that have got all the attitude have just been had more wounds in their life. And so I'm not saying get all the people with attitude. I'm definitely not saying that. I'm just saying take every single individual on a case-by-case basis and you tune into what their ambitions are, getting to know them, allow them to be seen and heard. And then a lot of the time the attitude dissolves because you get them. Nobody just gets them, right? Nobody gets them. They're outcasts. They feel so different to everybody else. They didn't fit into all the things. They didn't learn the same way that everybody else learned. That's why we're hairdressers. We're not supposed to fucking fit in the round pegs of society. We're different. We're squares and everybody else is a bloody circle. Boring, you know? Like, thank God we're all different. And so once you can see the uniqueness in each one of your staff members, then you can start to nourish their uniqueness. You can start to nourish what it is that they want and give them opportunities for growth, give them opportunities for success. And the most important thing, two things, set them up to succeed. I'm going to say it 10 times, mentally, not physically. Set them up for success. So many business owners I have witnessed are like, yeah, I tell them exactly what I want them to do and then they don't do it. I'm like, oh, how often do you tell them? I tell them in the interview. They know exactly what their job is about. I'm like, dude, people remember about 10% of their interview. And you're like, no, the statistics actually say 20%, Blythe. Not with hairdressers, mate. Hairdressers remember about 10% of what happens in the interview. Do you know why? Because so many hairdressers feel so unworthy, they are literally in fight, fright, freeze, or fawn in the interview process that their conscious brain has shut off and they're in their nervous system. So good luck having them remember any of that stuff. And this is often happening as well in the induction process as well. So we think that we've done this amazing induction with them, that our staff are so like, yep, listening, 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 got it all, got it all, got it all. And you don't need to share it with them ever again. That's what a narcissist would think, babe. You're not a narcissist. So you don't need to think like that. Education is a constant thing. It's constantly evolving as well. And you need to be able to hold them accountable through it as well. And not by being an asshole or a C-banger, but by being lovely and supportive and sharing and allowing them to tell you where they believe their strengths and their weaknesses are. Not so that you can just concentrate on their weaks and getting their weaknesses better, but so that you can concentrate on their strengths and getting their strengths better so that they can be more confident and then naturally their weaknesses turn into strengths. So it's just about seeing things from a different point of view, from your staff's point of view, from a nurturing and nourishing point of view. And when you do that, they just have the biggest shifts. Their personal development becomes soul development. Their natural gifts and abilities like intuition, their psychic abilities, their empathy, their creativity, their confidence, their problem-solving skills, it all comes online 10x. Right? Because a lot of the time that what I've seen in my time in hairdressing is that hairdressers are actually a lot of the time stuck in a fear response or stuck in a fight response. They're stuck in their nervous system, right? They feel so unconsciously shit about themselves that they're never truly present. It's really hard for them to stay present. because they've had so much go on in their past that's made them feel stupid and like a piece of shit. And so if we're not really tuning in and being supportive of them as an individual, then they're just never going to flourish and it will always be challenging for them. So we want to be these supportive leaders that are able to allow our staff to, over time, feel safer and safer so that they can come out of their nervous system and actually be present with you, with themselves, and with their clients. Because when they're able to be fully there and fully present and not tapped out mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially, then they can really be of service to you, to the clients, and most importantly, to themselves. They can start to feel worthy, they can start to feel loved, encouraged, and then watch them just take off in every area of your business and in their career as well. And you'd be like, but I don't want to like educate them too much so that they leave my business. Well, make it so amazing so that they don't. I trained a lot of staff that once we started to do personal development, they wanted to get into doing other education. And I like being trainers as well as being educated. They want to be, you know, Tony and Guy leaders. And so I would say to them, okay, cool. Well, you can do that as well as being in the salon. You can have time to do that. And these are the figures that I want you to hit in the salon whilst giving you these epic, amazing incentives. I just upped their incentives, upped their wages, upped their commissions so that they would never want to leave. And they literally didn't. They stayed in my salons for a very long time and worked at head office as well, but didn't choose to work in head office permanently because I paid them better. And I gave them overseas holidays and I gave them more time off and I was supportive and I worked through their personal development and I helped them with so many different areas of their lives, reaching their goals. So if you're able to provide all of the things that they desire, then they will stay a lot longer. Will some of them leave? Absolutely. Of course. It's inevitable. Maybe you'll leave first. Who knows, right? So rather than being attached to them staying and giving your power away to them every time you think that, it's about how can I just have this relationship be beautiful whilst they're in my care? Because they are. And if you are so attached to people staying, I would encourage you to look and see if this is happening somewhere else in your life too. Because your team, your salon, your business is a reflection of your internal world. And then it becomes about doing some more work. But you can watch a previous episode for that. So back to your staff. It's also really amazing once you start to nurture these gifts and abilities, because then that's when the tacky, gross sales tactics and the yuckiness around sales dissipates. It literally dissolves. Because your staff become courageous, they become empowered, and they become aware of what the clients need. And all clients need retail. They're washing their hair with something, and if they're not getting it from you, they're getting it from somebody else. And what they're getting from somebody else is going to fuck up your cut or color. You know that. So once your team start to understand that they're not manipulating anybody when they're selling, they're actually doing a disservice when they don't educate the clients in exactly what they need, then everything becomes effortless. And you're like, well, it's still like them telling the client what they need. Ah, it is if they haven't done an amazing consultation. But when they've done an amazing consultation from an empowered, courageous, bold, and magnetic place, then they already know everything that the client needs. So it doesn't become manipulative or tacky sales. It literally just becomes the answer that the client is asking for. So when I work with people and when I work with teams, I literally work with teams so that they don't ever have to sell, so that they just ask the client specific questions and the client tells them exactly the retail that they need, right? And so it's beautiful. It's such a beautiful way of working, because all clients come to you because they want to feel like $1 million without spending $1 million. And so it's our gift to be able to have them spend as much as they can so that they get the feeling they actually came to our salon for. And you can be like, yuck, Blythe, that feels so manipulative and gross. You're talking about sales like that. Okay, so put it this way. If clients have got a certain amount of money to spend on themselves and they don't spend that money in your salon, they're going to go straight away somewhere else and spend that money somewhere else. And think about this for yourself. People want to spend money on themselves because it makes them feel better. Think about what it's like when you go and have a beautiful shopping spree. First of all, you're like, fuck, did I spend all that money? Oh my God, hide it from whoever you need to hide it from. I live by myself. There's nobody. Hide it from somebody. But then you're like, oh my God, I love all these new things. Fuck, I feel so fucking sexy. Oh my God. Fuck, I love this. You know, and that's what we want your clients to go home and feel, where they're like every day in the mirror. They're like, oh my God, fuck you. You fucking hot bitch. I love you. You know, like that's what I want my clients to feel. Now, I have this specific story that I used to say to all my staff. So I want to share it with you, and you can use it with your staff too. So I had a client and she had four teenage boys and a husband, two fridges in the house, like everything, right? Like this woman was amazing. But she was in an abusive relationship. Her husband physically, emotionally, and mentally abused her. And her sons started to copy him. And they treated her like absolute shit. And she did not have the confidence to leave this relationship. She stayed in it. And she was my client for years. And that's okay. Like I loved her every time she came in the salon. But she had a certain budget that she was able to spend on herself. And every time she came in, she needed to spend money so that she could feel good. I know that sounds so superficial and shit, but listen to the end of the story. And so I would teach her how to wear her hair on all different occasions, how to wear her hair every day, how when they went on holidays, da, da, da. And of course she needed products for those different experiences. And every single time she came in, she would say to me, the 10 minutes that I do my hair in the morning is the only time that I feel loved and beautiful. And I'm so grateful that you teach me how to look after myself and how to help me feel beautiful. And I love the products that I use. And every time I put them in my hair, I feel like I'm having a beautiful ritual and it makes me feel so much better. Thank you. Sales is not tacky when you do it right. Clients should love being able to do their hair. They should love the products that you give them. Like, can you imagine this woman? She'd be like, Blythe, I put this product in my hair and it just like helped me love myself. My heart, every time she came in, I just felt for her so much. And I shared that story with all of my team, and it allowed them to understand the power in what we do when it's done right. So sales is sales, and looking after your clients is a whole nother thing. And that's the level that I want all hairdressers to get at, where we can actually understand the gifts that we are giving our clients. And you'll never sell again. And your team will never sell again. And they'll feel so confident in what they're doing. Does it happen overnight? No, it doesn't happen overnight. It's training. And it comes from you or me. And it's a process over time for them to build their confidence, to build their courage, to build their energy, to build their self-worth so that they can help other people build their self-worth too. Because once we can come back to and remember the importance and the power of a hairdresser, we get to come back to the mission of changing this world together forever. And I want to remind you of the story of my shaman, my teacher. Yeah, I also went through that training. That's a story for another day. But before ceremonies, plant medicine ceremonies, he'd ask me to braid his hair. And he'd always say, Blythe, make sure you put the most beautiful prayers of protection in my hair. Make sure that you protect everybody in this whole ceremony with the work that you do. And the first time he said that, I said, what are you talking about? I mean, I know what you're talking about, but I want to know your side of what you're talking about. This is an elder. He said, Blythe, all hairdressers are healers. All hairdressers used to prepare the warriors, the saints, the sages, before the kings, the queens, everybody before a battle, before a rite of passage, before a wedding, before a death. You guys are amazing. You're wisdom keepers. Don't you understand what you do? Don't you understand how valuable you are to people? And I was like, fuck, yes, I do. But you've said it in a completely different way that helps me to understand it so much more. It's like, you need to share this with more people. You need to help all of the hairdressers remember who the fuck they are because humanity needs them. And this starts with you sharing this with your team. They're there for a reason. They're different for a reason. They're fucking healers and psychics, all right, as well as hairdressers. And don't you know, like, haven't you realized or tune in, remember, like, when you're doing somebody's hair, like, you're just so there for them, right? Just so in love with them, just want the best for them. We are so unbiasedly in love with our clients, not in a creepy way, but just fuck, we love them. Fuck, we just want the best for them. And sometimes we forget that. We forget how magnetic our medicine is. We forget that the work that we're doing is literally medicine that helps people. And that's why we got into hairdressing. And it's us as salon owners that have taken that away from our staff. And it's not your fault. It's humanity. We as salon owners, because we get caught up in the money, and I'm not saying you shouldn't be caught up in the money because it's the only way that we can pay our staff, right? But because we've been caught up in greed and this societal model of how we should run our salons and how we should mentally manipulate our staffs into selling, we've forgotten the beauty of what we do. And we've forgotten how magical our staff can be. So I invite you, I use this as an invitation to really go into your salon and look at it from a completely different point of view, from your staff's point of view of who they want to be and how they want to help humanity. And nurture that fucking beautiful, loving essence within them so that they never sell again, so that they can just be magnetic powerhouses, courageous leaders within your business that enable their clients to fucking fully receive all of their medicine, all of their wisdom, all of their power, all of their intention that they are giving them, because hairdressing is a gift. That's why we're so passionate about what we do. Every time we are doing somebody's hair, fuck, it's a fucking gift. We are giving something from our heart. And that's why it hurts so much every time somebody doesn't like the work we do. Your hairdressers, they don't want to feel that rejection. They don't want to feel that pain when somebody hasn't accepted their gift. So it's up to you to help them realize that nobody's trying to hurt them. Nobody's rejecting them. It's just conversations around what the client wants as well. And it all comes back to the consultation. It all comes back to you nurturing this space for your hairdressers. God, I'm so emotional today. I'm so passionate about this. I just see so many missed opportunities with salon owners and their staff. And I feel that's what's bred all the unconscious yuckness in our industry. So if we can tune into the wisdom that is within all of us, the gifts that we're trying to give our clients, and all of the love that we have within us as salon owners, just to really, like, and I know that you're dealing with so much. I really do. I know the pressures of a salon can be so overwhelming. I'm feeling that for you right now. I'm feeling that with you right now. Believe me, I really am. And the pressures can go away when we are in service to our staff. We get to serve them and share that much love with them like we do when we share that much love with our clients. The gifts that we're giving our clients, we also need to give those gifts to our staff. They're the ones that need it the most. They're just the younger versions of us that also haven't been on all the journeys yet that we've been on. And that's why I'm so passionate about this. And that's why I'm so passionate about serving hairdressers. because I really know what this industry can be if we all remember who the fuck we are. And the only reason society has made us be this way is because they've already killed off all the witches. They've already killed off all the wise men and women. They didn't know that we were all fucking hiding here as hairdressers. They've gotten us to inject our faces with so much poison and shit that we've forgotten who the fuck we are. Society has made us this way so that we don't realize our power. But now is the time for you to all take your power back. Realize who you are. Train your staff so that they can remember who they are too. That you're not just a hairdresser. A hairdresser is a wise woman, a wise man. A hairdresser is a sage, a healer, a psychic and intuitive, an empath that loves unconditionally, unbiasedly, and is here to be part of a fucking revolution that changes humanity forever. And I'm so happy to be on this journey with you. I honestly cannot express enough how much I'm here for you. Every fiber in my being is ready to support you if and when you're ready. Because I know it's scary doing it alone. I did it alone for a long time. And then I got a fucking coach and a mentor. And my business 10x'd. And then I learned from my coach and mentor what they were doing so that I could help other people. Except I added all the woo-woo amazingness into it. Because there was so much that they weren't doing. It was all the mindset stuff back then. And now we add all the heart back in. Because that's what all hairdressers really crave, is the heart. That's what all of humanity really craves, is to come back into their hearts, get out of their fucking monkey mind heads. So with this, you have a lot of power now. You have a lot of knowledge and a lot of awareness how you can guide your staff to be the best versions of themselves. And it's up to you to be bold and brave and step through your own shit and be of service to your staff. Thank you so much for being here with me on this journey. It's been a journey for me, this episode. I've thoroughly enjoyed sharing my passion with you. And I would love to know what you have taken away as a leader. Where do you want to grow as a leader? What do you see is a gap in your leadership that is going to exponentially support your team to be more successful? Please pop it in the comments below, so that I can see exactly where you want to grow, because that will help me deliver better and more valuable content for you. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey. I really wish you and your team exponential growth, wealth, wisdom, and wellness. If this episode spoke to your soul, I would love your support with a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And don't forget, please subscribe on your favorite platform too. Don't let your journey end here. Connect with me and my like-minded community of beautiful souls at Blythe Langford on all social platforms. I look forward to diving with you deeper on your journey.